My response is that I'm doing that through our party spokesperson on transport, Robert Troy. We're exerting every pressure on the government, but unfortunately, Minister Ross wants to continue playing on the sidelines. He doesn't want to become involved at all, despite the fact that he has a responsibility to ensure that both sides get together. And he should appoint arbitrators, as was done, or facilitators, as was done in the Dublin bus strike in 2013 when this was done. And there was a positive conclusion. We all know that eventually this has to be resolved. And the longer it goes on, the more difficult it's going to be. And the general public, depending on bus air and for transport, are going to suffer.
So you have confirmed that you are using your political power amid these bus air and strikes, but you believe the problem does still lie with Minister Shane Ross?
Of course, we can make an effort from the opposition benches, but there's a responsibility on government, and not just the Minister, Shane Ross, responsibility of members in the government to exert pressure on him. He's acting independently, whether he should be working with his colleagues in government, and indeed the Taoiseach should be directing him to become involved.